May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our strength and our redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, in our lectionary today, there's tons of things, but the biggest one that for me that pops out is all about love, true love, like pure love, godly love. And I looked to see if I had these little holy cards because I was going to put them all over the place. But we know that we're supposed to love Jesus first, and that's a J. And then we're supposed to love others second, and that's the O. And then we're supposed to love yourself third. And so that spells out joy. So true love, when you really follow Jesus' command, when you really love God, we have joy because it's Jesus first, others are next. But it is important to remember that we are to love ourselves. So you are to love yourself. And sometimes that might take work for some of us. But that's a must. If we don't love ourselves, then we really can't, you know, love others. And then we're not really loving God if we are His creation. In the column, it does its job today. It collects our thoughts. And for me, it reminds me, loving your neighbors as yourselves. And I did talk about that a little bit last week. All the things that we do for ourselves, we have to remember that others need that. Even as far as like brushing our teeth, eating, having towels, having sheets, having clothes, having warmth, having someone present for them in their grief. And that reminds me of, and we hear this a lot, the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. And that's easy, but it takes a lot of work. And then I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I learned about a Russian saint, Xenia. Saint Xenia, okay. And it really fits in with today's lectionary because she lost her husband and she was filled with grief. And I'll just shorten the story, but she was an amazing woman. But what she did was in her grief, in her sorrow, in her despair, she went around helping everyone else. And I think that all of us can find that when we are down, when we are grieving, when we are in despair and feel totally hopeless, if we reach out to others, then that kind of cheers us up and we feel God's presence because we are doing His work. So for the gospel today, it really shows us Jesus. His total commitment to being obedient to God, His willingness, his love, His perfect love for God and for each and every one of us, for His entire creation. And it shows that He has such a commitment to us and to God. And so, I'm going to go down off that every line, but this, to me, it's an amazing gospel. We hear that God appoints 70 others, not just the disciples, but others, because what does it say? The laborers are few. So we need help, each and every one of us, we need help. But He sent them out, Jesus sent them out in pairs. So we might ask ourselves, well, why would He do that? Common sense. One, if you're with someone else, you have a community, you have support. It also provides protection. It also provides accountability for what we do and what we say. We keep each other on track with Jesus and nothing else, nothing more. Being a Christian, being sent out, even if it's just in our family, in the grocery store, at school, wherever we are, it takes effort to be a true Christian, a true loving and caring and patient Christian. It's easy, but it's not. And then next he said, when you go on your way, see, I am sending you out like lambs in the midst of wolves. Well, what does that conjure up in your imagination? Picture yourself as a little lamb, a little white fluffy lamb, and you're marching down into a field, and there you've got a bunch of wolves that Jesus wants you to talk to share his love. Well, that takes courage. We're to be vulnerable and trusting and having faith in our Lord, because there's no way we can be a lamb going into a bunch of wolves without trust in God, without faith in our Lord. We need his presence. We need his strength. And we need to trust in him. And then he says, carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. So when Jesus sends us out, we're to be focused just on his mission and not a lot of baggage. Think of it that way. Not a lot of baggage, just with his love. And not to be prepared, because we have to trust in God to prepare for us wherever we go. Not to worry about what we think we need, because when we have faith in Christ, when we trust in Christ, remember, we have God's abundance available to us. So when we get where we're going, what's the first thing we're supposed to do? Offer the Lord's peace. And the Lord's peace is more than just say, okay, well, just be calm. The Lord's peace means strength and comfort and encouragement and love and knowing that God never fails. So we're to offer the peace. And whoever accepts it, it stays with them. And we know what happens if they don't accept it. It goes away. But we're not to worry about that. Our job from Christ is to give his peace, and the rest is up to God and the person. And then we get a little bit of a teaching. Remain in the same house. So in other words, don't go around house and around from place to place. Just stay there. Let people come to you who want to hear Jesus' word. Don't worry about what you're going to eat. Let's say if there was religious dietary restrictions, he would come to them. Don't worry about that. Just eat what's there. Don't be picky. Just eat what's there. And don't worry that you're putting them out. Because if you are somewhere doing my work, Jesus said, you deserve to be cared for and paid. So it goes both ways. We are to be cared for, and we are to care in Jesus' name. Jesus also teaches them, don't take rejection personally. Don't get insulted. Don't get revengeful. Don't get angry. Don't get hurt or depressed, because whoever listens to you is actually, Jesus is telling them, they're listening to me. And whoever is listening to me is listening to God Almighty. So whoever rejects you is rejecting me and rejecting God Almighty. So if you are rejected, it's okay. God loves us, and that's our focus. Not to be popular, but to be focused on sharing Lord's love. What I love is when we get to where it says the 70 return with joy, saying, Lord, even in your name, even the demons submitted to us. So it's kind of cute for me, because I'm thinking they're thinking to themselves, oh my goodness, it worked! Jesus, it really worked! In your name, we cast out the demons, we healed the sick, we taught people, they listened, and they had joy in that. What a blessing for them. What a blessing for them. But what do we learn? Nevertheless, do not rejoice over this,
that the Spirit submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. That is the best gift of all. Our names, because of Christ, are written in heaven. That is what brings us true joy. Jesus Christ makes God Almighty accessible to us. Jesus Christ makes heaven accessible to us. That's the joy. That's our mission. That's what we're to share. The peace and the joy and the love of our Lord, Jesus Christ. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your presence in this church. We thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit that strengthens us, encourages us, guides us, leads us, and enlightens us. We just thank you that you live with us, and we ask that we learn how to really live within your name, your will, and your presence. And we ask that you set us out, that we recognize what you want us to do, and that we do it in gentleness and patience and love. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.